fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
You're listening to The Fun Show, Fun Show with OMG on the Cacti Radio Network. Call in at 484-240. Call in at 484-240-4050. 484-240-4050.
It's The Fun Show. And I am here with Tombstone. This is the February 23rd edition of The Fun Show.
February 24th edition, if you are in the Eastern Standard Time Zone.
Yes, that is absolutely accurate. Thank you. I'm so glad I have you, otherwise I would have missed out on that.
Exactly. You would be a day behind.
Let me order a pizza before we get
started.
Mahalo
for choosing Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance, and a customer service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you.
Yeah, they better record this shit.
Hi, thanks for calling Pizza Hut. This is Courtney. Can I start you off with the phone number?
Yeah, my phone number is 484-240-4050.
Pick up or delivery?
This is for delivery. Do you have a 30 minutes or free policy?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have a policy where if it's not delivered in a certain amount of time, the pizza is free?
No.
You don't? Okay. How long is it going to take to deliver tonight?
Can I have your delivery address?
Well, just how long? Are you guys busy or what's going on?
Well, this is a call center. We take the calls for everyone who wants to order pizza, and depending on your address, it's coming from different stores on the island.
Ah, that shit's not going to work. Thanks. Yeah, that's not going to work, Tombstone. You know what? How about we do this next time? I think some research involved in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good idea, though. Badfish says we need to put penis and bacon on the pizza. Draven says fresh yogurt. I think I know what type of yogurt he's talking about. Oh my god, guys.
Kind?
RBCP is listening to my show right now, I think.
Oh.
For once, he's actually listening. Okay, I've got this number here for a snow blower. I'm wondering if maybe they're selling this. Maybe they originally bought the snow blower because snow plow doesn't rhyme, and they wanted to buy a snow blower because snow and blow rhymes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Do you want to do it or should I do it?
I'm feeling a little bit rusty tonight. I think you should do it.
Oh, okay. I think I am. This person's gonna think I'm. They're gonna think I'm nuts. Well, I am.
Ask for accessories. Can it mow the lawn with it? Can you garden with it? Plow with it? Ask for accessories.
Okay.
Does it come with any accessories?
I think it does, actually.
Hello?
Hi, hey, you have that snowblower for sale, don't you?
I'm sorry?
You have that snowblower for sale, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you said you got tired of shoveling, so you bought a snowblower?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do have.
Well, I'm wondering if you bought the snow blower because snow plow doesn't rhyme, but snow and blow actually do rhyme.
Hold on one second. I can't hear you. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're wondering about the what?
Oh, you know what? I just want to say, it says my wife had no problem starting or using it. So it is it is woman-friendly?
Yes, it is.
Very woman-friendly. Okay. Because as a woman, I find it difficult to do certain activities that men are better at.
You know what time it is? It's 12 o'clock.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. I work at night. I didn't know it was 12 o'clock. Midnight.
My family was sleeping. If you'd like to find more about the snowblower, you can give me a call later.
No, can you just tell me, though, if you bought it because snow and blow rhyme, but snow and plow don't?
I've been having
trouble with the snow plows because snow and plow doesn't rhyme.
It only does up to 12 to, like, 15 inches. If it's really piled up with a snow plow, now it won't clean it.
Well, snow and plow don't even rhyme. It looks like it should rhyme, but it doesn't.
It looks like what?
Never mind. God, he was retarded.
You know what? He seemed mildly annoyed. I think we should give him a return call. And he picked up pretty quick. So either the phone was right by his bed, and he wanted the ringing to stop right away. So I think we should give him a minute and call him back in 15 minutes. But we got a number there for another Pizza Hut. And I think we should call that one up.
I can't believe he was like, it's 12 o'clock midnight. I immediately thought of
that.
Fuck you. I was thinking about the phone show quote. I wanted to say that to him. I wanted to say 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
Yeah.
Which I did, kind of, but yeah. But I think it's funny that he says, this machine is easy to use. My wife had no problem starting or using it. Totally sexist.
Well, hey, what if he was in a wheelchair and he bought it because he's the man of the house, but he wasn't able to operate it?
I don't know.
I don't like feminists because feminists want to join the army, to be in politics,
this is not to do this and to that.
But when the boat is sinking, they're always like, I'm a woman, I should be on a life raft.
All right, this is not Oprah.
Fucking women.
Yeah. So, what do you want to call now? You were about to say something or do something.
Well,
and
do you know what? Maybe we should just talk for a minute.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. This is not Oprah.
Does anyone... Okay, now, most companies have 1-800 numbers. Now, have you ever dealt with a company, either AT&T... like a service, or a company that makes electronics or products or shit like that? What company do you hate?
Walmart.
I think we should call Walmart customer support, or Walmart in general, and bitch. But bitch really nicely, and see how long we can keep them on the phone.
If you want to do it, you can. Because I don't know... exactly how... You mean, like, cuss at them, but cuss nicely?
No, not cuss nicely, but, like, complain to them nicely without cussing. And if you cuss, say just, you know, don't swear at them, swear about them. Like, yeah, this fucking punk said something to me. You know,
this
don't say, fuck you.
This guy is calling back.
Who?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? I can hear you a lot better now. I must have had a bad reception.
Oh, okay. I just...
Oh, with the snow blower. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I like how snow and blow actually rhyme. Just let that sink in for a little while.
Yes, they do.
Yes, but snow...
It's been sinking for a while.
Snow and plow does not rhyme. Why do you think that is?
Plow, because, you know, plow pushes, snow blows.
Well, does this come with any accessories or any attachments or anything?
No, they don't. Snow blowers don't come with attachments. Just a pull start.
No, because like I want one of those attachments that that makes like you ever seen those rock farms with the lines going around the rock? Like, I want one of those.
Well, the only thing I have is I'm the snow blower. I just want to know what's your name?
Oh, my name is Stacy.
Stacy, hi, Stacy. I'm Joe. Pleasure to meet you. Obviously, you know my name from the ad.
Yeah, I know a lot about you, but
Oh, who? Hey, who? You do?
Yeah. So
maybe you could tell me a little bit. I'm trying to figure myself out.
Well, dude, I gotta go, actually, because snow and
oh,
lower.
Jesus Christ. Well, you tell whoever put you up to this, I said hello. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
What? Did he say he's going to hump me soon?
I don't know. I think he said we'll talk to you soon. I don't know who put you up to this.
Oh, okay.
Dude, he sounded turned on.
It was getting creepy really fast.
I think he just wanted to get out of the room where his wife was sleeping and talk to a fresh young woman.
Right. I know, because, man, I should have looked at the tiny chat. Draven said, ask if he prefers to blow or plow.
Oh.
But, you know, that was getting really, really
creepy. We can call back. Call back right away and say, sorry, I think our connection got dropped. Try it.
Okay, can you talk this time?
I can't do it.
No,
I'd rather
on.
You to keep
just,
doing it.
Just
you're going
say,
really
no,
good. You're fine. You're fine. Keep going. We believe in you. Everyone in IRC believes in you.
No, come on. I want you to do it because it's creepier when you do it. Ask him if he likes to snow, if he likes to plow, or if he likes to blow.
Okay, fine.
Okay, and then be like, I'm the one that put her up to it. That's what Judas says.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me call him Black right now. I'm not going to say anything.
Talk to me in RC. Talk to me on Skype. Want the any pointers?
It's not going to snow till next week.
Hey, Jeff. Yo, it's me. I put her up to it. You asked, what did you say at the end of the call?
Who is this?
Yo, you don't need to know who this is. You know me, though. Don't worry about it. Yo, but I put Stacy up to it. Yo, what did you say to her at the end of the call? Did you say... Because you hung up on us.
Yeah.
What did you say to her?
First, I need to know who I'm talking to. I have no idea who I'm talking to, but I'll find out.
No, you seemed happy to talk to her. Why aren't you happy to talk to me? You're a little bit sexist? Like,
I didn't say nothing to her. She's like, I like the way snow and blow rhyme together. I said, I don't think you need a snow blower. I didn't say nothing sexy to her.
No. You were coming on to her really bad because the first time we called...
I'm a mad guy. I ain't coming on to nobody.
No,
I called her. She called me
first,
at 12 o'clock.
No.
Yo,
the first
dude,
time, you called
snow
her.
Blow? Do you guys want a snow blow or not? Are you calling and making pranks?
No,
what
we
are you
do.
Doing?
No, listen to me. We called you. You were all quiet because your wife was up, probably sleeping. You came
my
outside.
My wife said, I came outside. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. I don't even know what the fuck you are, first of all.
You're hitting on my wife.
Hitting on your wife? She called me, dude.
No.
Check her phone and see who called her. I have a snowblower for sale. She's calling
called
right
back.
With.
You called back. She was called. She called you for business. You called her back for some fucking sex.
Oh.
Yeah, he hung up.
Man. You didn't get to whether he wanted to blow me or plow me.
I was going to say that. What do we... Yeah.
Wow, he got mad pretty quickly.
That was pretty good.
It was like, funny.
She only called you once. You called back.
What did he say about his wife? I couldn't really hear what he was saying.
I don't know either. Fuck.
Hmm?
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know. But he was backpedaling, dude. He was trying to make, like, excuses and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was...
I was like, yeah, she called you, but you called back.
For some sex.
Yeah. She called you for business. You called back for sex.
That was good. Do you want to call Walmart?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't have any complaints with Walmart.
Oh, I've had tons of fucking complaints with Walmart.
You know, you complain. Complain and see how long we can keep them on the line. And say, and remember their name. Remember their name when the hello, this is Jeff, how may I help you? And if they have, and if they say you have to go, is your name Jeff? You know, I'm going to tell the district manager, you know, or the manager first, ask for, talk to the low-level employee, ask who the manager is. So, hi, this is Jeff, welcome to Walmart. Hey, Jeff, what's your manager's name? My manager's name is Brad.
Sounds and then, like okay, you need just to check do it. It.
Huh?
Sounds like you need to do it.
No.
I'm too busy looking at Fractal's chiseled jaw.
Okay, fine. Call up a Walmart. And,
okay. This better not suck, because I'll be honest, the idea sounds kind of boring. It sounds way too calm, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, but here we go. You can try it.
And, you listeners, I need your loving support. So, I'm watching the IRC right now. I'm invisible. And, just, you know, talk.
It's not ringing.
You're doing it wrong. All you know is how to operate a snow blower.
I'm a woman. I can't figure this out.
Yeah.
It's too confusing for me. That didn't work. I hope my Skype is not messing up again. Because I really don't need this right now. I really don't.
Just calm down.
I am pretty calm. Walmart. I'm going to go for Kansas City, Missouri. Try again. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's not working.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Here we go. Live butter.
Type in complaints, Roxy. Give me some of your complaints.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
Well, the first complaint I have is it takes way too goddamn long to pick up.
Yep.
Are we calling a supercenter?
I wonder if they're closed.
Are we calling a supercenter?
I'm not sure, actually.
Mm.
Okay, well, I sent some, you know, you can just, like, ramble about how you couldn't find the bathroom, and when you did, there was a man in there, and he was jerking off, and he was farting too much, and blah, blah, blah.
And he had a blue Walmart vest on, too.
Yeah, keep rambling. I'm trying a different one.
I'm having a great night at Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Hi, can I talk to the manager, please?
You sure can. Hopefully.
Oh, hold, please.
Yeah, I heard hopefully as well.
Customer Jonathan, can I help you?
Hey, who am I speaking to?
This is Jonathan.
Jonathan. I don't know if I was talking to you. I forget the name of the other manager. Were you there all day?
No, sir. I come in tonight.
Yeah, okay. There's a younger gentleman I was talking to, and I kind of called to apologize to him because I kind of gave him a bad mouth when I was in the store because I was in the store today, and I had to take my daughter to the washroom. And one, I can't find any washroom in there. And I know there's signs and stuff, but, like, I can't see them. I just can't see them. And as soon as I got in there, my daughter found a condom in the washroom.
Yes.
And sometimes, oh, my God. And the other week, I went in there, and there's a man in there in a blue Walmart vest. And he was in there, and I don't know what he was doing in there. He definitely wasn't cleaning. He was doing something disturbing that God would kill him for. And it's disgusting. And there was noises coming out of the stalls, and I think were men. I don't know what's happening, and I don't know what you're going to do about it. And everything is there is just so crazy, and there's vomit, and it smells really bad, and I don't know. And it's not fecal matter. It just smells terrible. And I don't know what's going on, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I'll definitely get it. You know, I'll talk with asset protection, loss prevention, and definitely talk to the store manager in the morning and, you know, in concern for that, find out exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
I'll definitely get with maintenance and ensure that we have plans in place as far as making sure we have clean facilities and all.
And I don't know if you have smoke detectors in there either, because I swear to God, I probably smoked marijuana, and I don't know if anyone was smoking in there or not. Like, that stuff. Mexicans work in Walmart, and I know you're not Mexican, I can tell by your voice, but it just blows my mind how Walmart in general, like, the owners hire Mexicans, and they go in there, and they take over, and they can't even speak English half the time. And I know most of them get jobs as janitors and stuff, but, like, oh my God, like, if one person runs a department, let's say shoes or clothing or children's or toys, that department goes to hell. It blows my mind. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, the whole world's going to fall apart. And then Barack Obama, he's the fucking Antichrist. I don't know what's going to happen with that. In 2012, like, I'm going to vote for Sarah Palin. And I believe...
Daddy?
Wait, why? Honey, what's wrong?
Tell him about the condom with the holes.
Oh, yeah. There was a rapper, a certain... an adult rapper in the ladies' restroom.
I know it's called a condom.
And it was used, sir. And stuff like that, like, I don't know, I think it's the goddamn Mexican employee there. He's a Mexican, he was wearing a blue Walmart vest, and I don't know, he looked like he was, like, in his mid-50s. I don't know, he was kind of bald, like military haircut, something like that, but not military, you know, just like a
Daddy,
fucking
Daddy,
swish.
Tell him about the holes.
What did he look like, honey?
Tell him about the holes in the
You tell
the
him
condom.
About the holes. Tell him the nice man's on the line here. Tell him.
We picked up the condom, we looked at it, it had holes in it.
You touched the condom? Oh my God. My daughter picked up the condom in your storms, sir. Like, this stuff like this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
No, it had holes in it.
What did you do with the condom, baby?
I just looked at it. It had holes in it.
Why did you touch that? I told you not to touch stuff like that. Don't touch garbage.
Can we go meet the man right now?
Sir, I'm going to drive over there. I only live 5 minutes away. Are you working there all night?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's your name?
It's Jonathan.
Jonathan. Good. Jonathan. Do you have any breaks or stuff?
Sir?
Do you have any breaks?
No, sir. I mean, I'm the manager on duty. I don't leave the building or anything.
I know. But, like, do you have any breaks where I can, like, meet you with
Daddy?
You in, like, an office or just talk to you in an aisle or something?
Tell him meet us in the bathroom in 10 minutes. I'll show him the condom.
Wait. Okay. I'm heading over there right now. Okay. I'll ask one of the cashiers or something for you. All right. My name's Paul.
No. Meet us in the bathroom. I want to show him something.
All right, thank you. Good night. Wow.
We needed to get him to meet us in the bathroom.
I know, but Jesus Christ. I don't know if I ever could get him to hang up on me. Like, I started rambling because I didn't know what else to talk about. I started talking about Obama and Sarah Palin and fucking Mexicans working at Walmart.
He didn't say a damn thing. He was just like, No, but I wanted him to meet us in the bathroom and, like, go back there and...
Yeah, see, I didn't want to make it sound like a prank call. I just want to see how long we can complain to him, you know?
Yeah, but that didn't work out. But he would have stayed there forever. I think he was part retarded.
Maybe. And talking about retarded, Jen.
Oh, let me just tell you. Steven says that this particular Walmart actually had some guys fired from the tire center because they stole weed from a car.
Nice.
So, I guess the weed comment didn't really surprise him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but talking about retards. Jen from thisisarecording.com. This tonight's fun show is brought to you by thisisarecording.com and afterthetone.com. Jen brought to my attention that tomorrow or today is Chris Chan's birthday.
Oh. Maybe Jen should call in and tell us stuff.
Yeah, Jen, talk to us about what Chris Chan does and why you're a fan of him. Because I'm a fan of him, too.
No, I don't want this to be Oprah. But she can call in.
I don't think it's Oprah. I think it's The View.
No, it's more like Oprah.
Maybe you could be lesbian for a day and it could be Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that. Let's talk to this guy that got a new cell phone. His name's Brian.
Brian.
This never gets old. Openbook.org new cell phone numbers.
Wait, after the tone.org.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 239258.
Tonight's show is brought to you by afterthetone.org. Afterthetone.org. AFTERTHETONE. Period. ORG. Afterthetone.org.
Hey.
Bringing you the tones after the org.
Dude.
Afterthetone.org. Yes.
Don't lie. Afterthetone.org has nothing to do with this show.
Afterthetone.org is the show.
No. Oh, shit. I'm getting a call. Damn it. I can't answer it.
Hello.
Hey. Is this Selena?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Stacy. I was just calling to congratulate you on your new phone.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
This message was brought to you by AfterTheTone.org. Bringing you tones after. AfterTheTone.org.
Go look it up, Selena. So, are you going to be at school tomorrow? Selena? She hung up. Good job.
No,
you scared her away.
She was excited. She was excited. She hung up and she went to afterthetone.org.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my god, I gotta go to this. There needs to be a logo or a saying for afterthetone.org. Afterthetone.org. Bringing you stuff.
Okay, stop spamming my show.
I'm not spamming the show.
Yes, you are.
Afterthetone.org.
Hello?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you on your new phone.
Is this recording?
No.
Can you prove you're not a recording?
Yes.
I can tell you that we're not a recording because if you go to afterthetone.org.
Oh, stop spamming!
Who's spamming? What?
No, don't listen to that guy. I'm gonna hang up on you if you say that again, Tombstone.
On who?
No, not you. I'm not gonna hang up on you, Ryan.
If I say what?
I like you, Ryan. I just wanted to congratulate you on your new phone. Congratulations.
Matthew?
Don't sound confused.
Right now.
Say it deliberately.
What?
Don't say thank you like a question.
I don't know. There are other people talking, and I'm not talking. My phone is possessed. This is just my luck.
No.
My last phone died 3 days after I got it, and now this phone has a demon in it that talks for me. Yay!
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? You put your phone number all over Facebook. It has nothing to do with luck.
What luck? What are you talking about?
You put your phone number all over Facebook.
I know. I didn't say anything about luck. I'm talking, but I can hear something else in the background, and you're responding to that. Not what I'm saying. I'm reading.
Hey, talk to Brad about it.
I'm the ghost of your old phone.
Shut up. Tombstone, shut up. Let Brad talk.
Is there someone else?
Yes, okay. Brad's on the phone, but he's not saying anything.
Well, you're in the middle of a call. I didn't want to interrupt.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Who is this? Just to clarify for me.
It's none of your business who it is, sir. Okay?
Well,
don't worry about it.
A whole lot.
Don't worry about it.
Why are people congratulating me on my new phone purchase?
We're just trying to be nice.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Are you guys people I know, or are you, like, Verizon people?
No, we're with Verizon. You don't need to be a dick about it, though. We're just trying to be nice.
Hey, whoa. I wasn't being a dick.
You're totally being a dick. Listen to your attitude.
Awesome. You're like my new favorite Verizon guy.
I think we should go ahead and
cancel your service. You're my least favorite customer because you're such a jerk about us.
We need to just cancel your service.
I wasn't being a dick. Even my buddy in the car agrees I was being a dick, but I'm really, like, I'm smiling.
You're being a total sarcastic dick, and we're going to cancel your account.
I'm logging into your account right now, and I'm getting ready to shut it off.
Well, so that's fine.
After
not
the
my
count
account.
Goes
so
on,
log in drop the
account is dead, and the dead accounts will haunt you forever.
But you guys are going to steal my battery, because I just got it, and I need to charge it. And I'm not back yet, so I need my phone.
What?
We don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Charging a fucking battery? You're talking on it right now. Obviously, it has enough battery.
Clearly, he's high.
I think he's fucking possessed.
You don't need to be driving while you're high, sir. It's not safe.
I'm not driving! I'm not high, and I'm not driving.
Marijuana is illegal, and you shouldn't be smoking it.
Fuck your battery, okay? Fuck your phone, fuck your battery, fuck your little... You know what? I'm regretting your congratulations.
After the tone
that I gave you.
Sir?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of afterthetone.org?
I have not.
Okay, I want you to hang up with me right now and use your cool new smartphone to go to it, okay?
Afterthetone.org?
Yes.
Congratulations on your new phone.
Okay. Congratulations.
Afterthetone.org.
Bye. Wow, he was
Roxy.
Being a real dick about it.
He was.
Hey, Roxy, the first part was kind of fun.
Roxy, your applause sound effect sounds horrible. It sounds just like static or water running something.
It doesn't sound like that. Sounds very good.
It
Samantha,
does sound kind of
like you don't know
like
anything
because
you're Canadian.
Shut up, Brad. I don't even talk to you anymore. You ignored me all day. You ignored me yesterday, and
this is not.
Hi, Roxy.
Maury.
Yeah, this is not like a fucking talk
show
or some
fun
shit.
Fun show. I love the fun show. It's fun and it's a show. Roxy's the best host.
And it's also a show.
And it's better than the phone show.
Way better.
Facebook.com/LizSamantha.
Afterthetone.org.
Oh my god, too much promotion.
So Roxy, what's with you saying that I never listen? I've listened to like every one of your shows.
Okay.
I just now went down to brush my teeth, and I put it on my cell phone so I could listen to it while I'm away.
You didn't listen to my last show when it happened.
What?
You didn't listen to my last show when it happened.
Well, no, I think I did.
Okay, for
like,
some
I just wasn't in the chat room. I was like hanging out with my kids downstairs, but I had my my cell phone on, so I was listening. I just wasn't interacting. I was just a listener, goddammit.
Yeah, well, no. You told
By
me
the
that
way,
you to the
OMG, how good did I do in that call? I know I annoyed it, but, you know, he thought I was possessed, so I just...
I thought that was hilarious. You did well at the Walmart call, by the way. I didn't know you were such a good on-the-fly talker.
I kind of fed him some of the information, but he made up all the Sarah Palin and Obama Mexican bullshit.
That was my least favorite part.
I was I was like, yeah, leave it up to Tombstone to rant about this.
Can I do a call? Because I got a really good idea based on stuff Tombstone was doing.
Okay.
It has to be a new cell phone call.
Okay, let me just say something. Tabachi, okay. Adrian, Shepard, Akison, every time you call me, it says answering this call will put your active call on hold, which I don't want to do. So
yeah, don't.
I can't answer, and I'm really, really sorry. Okay.
I don't think you're that sorry.
Yeah,
they're trying to call in like, as a...
Yeah, she actually means, like, go bend your penis backwards and go fuck yourself.
No. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So who do you want me to call, Brad? Ghostbusters or...
No, like, one of the new cell phone things.
He didn't get it.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
But it won't work unless they're high.
No, it'll work.
Okay, I'm going to call this guy. His name's Trent Freeman.
Is it a new cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, let Brad take it then.
Oh, thanks, Tombstone.
Well, he called in. Might as well. His time is valuable.
Gunner provided these numbers, by the way.
Hello?
Hello, could I speak to Trent Freeman?
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Mr. Freeman. Congratulations on your new cell phone. I'm with AfterTheTone.org, and I wanted to let you know we can offer you 400 free minutes per night and unlimited texting if you switch to our plan. And it's like a plan that goes on top of your plan, and it benefits you, the user, and with all these extra minutes. And I'd like to sign you up with that like right now. What?
I already have, like, unlimited everything or something.
Oh, don't be a smartass. Listen, I'm trying to give you a good deal. They say it's unlimited, but it's not really unlimited. Your carrier. Your carrier is lying to you. So what I want to do is switch you over to this new plan, and it'll be better. So that's what we're going to do right now. Because your plan sucks. Your plan is bullshit. Did he go?
Good job, Brad. You scared him away.
No, that's cool.
But it's a good idea, right? Like, you're going to tell a marketer for their new cell phone?
Yeah, try to sell them something.
Yeah, we need to sell them something more ridiculous. And
I have a good idea, too. Okay. And I thought of it while reading the newspaper today. In our newspaper, they have, like, a Metro. Classified section. Yeah, exactly. I didn't know if they'd get the reference.
Hold on.
Oh my god, I always get cut off. Fine, go.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you're on the air, live cactus talk.
Holy shit.
Okay, hello? You're really not very compelling. I'm gonna have to hang up on you.
But at least you got to say holy shit on the air. That's something.
As yeah, I was saying, they have classifieds for psychics, right? And a lot of them have the first question free. So I think it would be funny if we made a few of those calls sometimes.
But
they call into the psychics.
Yeah, what they do is like they try to like get you to stay on the line. They say the first question's free, but you have to basically listen to a sales pitch, I think.
Well, I've called some, and it was just basically like a guy or a girl just sitting there answering your question.
Well, is it a 900 number?
No, it's a 416 or a 647.
Well, we should be safe then, shouldn't we be, Brad?
How do they make money? Do they get your credit card?
I don't know. They didn't ask for it. I guess you have to do some sort of commitment afterwards, but I'm not very well versed in how to pay psychics over the phone.
They can speak to the devil and they'll catch your soul.
So do you want to talk to this one, Samantha?
I
don't know what to say, but I have some questions to ask a psychic.
Okay.
Well, okay, that's good then.
Roxy, I've listened to some of your shows twice. I can't believe you say I never listen.
Oh, don't be so offended. Such a pussy.
What's his name?
Doesn't have a name.
Reunites
psychic
lovers.
Bill, psychic what?
Doesn't have a name.
Hi, I'm calling for the psychic.
Speaking.
Hi, is there anything I have to do to, like, pay and stuff right now? Or should I just, like, I've never done this before.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mississauga.
I beg your pardon?
Mississauga.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the question you wanted to ask?
I wanted to know how old I will be when I will start to experience erectile dysfunction.
Probably never.
Really?
Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Thank you. But, I've had some problems lately. And I don't know. Like, it doesn't go, flaccid, but it kind of goes... Like, the air sort of leaves it, you know? So it's about 75%. Like, it's not, rock solid, but it's kind of, squishy.
She totally just...
And I don't want to live with the squishy feeling. And I think that might be the stages of ET. ED.
She totally hung up on you.
Oh, no. I did not expect that.
She just said, no, probably not. You're like, oh.
I feel bad.
Do you feel better now, Tombstone? Or do you think that maybe she was lying just to make you feel,
I feel good.
Hey, Samantha, yeah. When you called the psychics and did the first question, was the question something that you would consider they use their psychic abilities, or they just talk to you?
Well, actually, I had Megan ask, and Megan was like, "What does my mother think of me?" And said her mother was dead, and they were like, "She loves you." And she's like, "Okay, can I ask another question?" And they're like, "No," and she's like, "Okay, bye." That was it.
I should ask the psychic what my mother thinks of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to get the same one if you're psychic?
I never talked to my mom.
You should think of the psychic and ask when you will start to experience erectile
dysfunction.
Do it. Find me another number, Samantha. I'll totally do it.
You don't want to call her?
Well, she already knows my number.
Yeah, but it'll be funny because... your number is in there. Never mind.
Brad?
I can do it again. I can try. I don't mind trying.
You can try another one and just ask them for a free first question. This one doesn't actually say that you get it free, but it's just another 647 number, so it's someone's cell phone.
Oh, okay.
And it's Rosa. Removes evils.
Okay.
Ask her to remove the
demon.
Look
how she spells spiritual. Yeah. Spiritual.
Ask her to remove the demon choking her husband's penis. Of course.
Okay.
By the way, Brad, have you experienced that yet?
Not too often. Just once in a while, you know.
Is it a first time?
No, it's more maybe 3 or 4 times.
That's not God. All
okay.
You get laid that often.
I know, but do you lose it
there's holes
during
in
the
my
first
story.
Time, first round sex?
Hello.
Hey, are you the psychic?
Yes.
Okay, do you do a free question? How do I know that you're a psychic? Can you do a free question for me?
You know what? It's kind of late for me to do this.
Oh, is it 12 o'clock on the fucking midnight?
Why do you answer your phone, stupid?
God, wait,
there's a busy signal
idiot.
On Skype.
Oh, wow. I thought they were supposed to be people of the night. She doesn't
Why does
work
she answer
overtime.
The Why would she answer? Why wouldn't she just let a machine say, hey, we're not here, try us back tomorrow?
Maybe it's her personal cell phone.
Yeah.
Well, then she
should still make a lot of money these days.
Yeah.
I think I want to hang up on everyone.
You're not
going to
hang up on me, because I'm going to hang up on you.
Oh, Brad.
Facebook.com/LizSamantha.
Bye, Samantha.
Tell.org.
I'm going to keep you on, Tombstone. You're my co-host.
Okay.
It was getting way too confusing. Okay, so you want to congratulate more people for their phones, or should we call somebody else?
Is Samantha still on? Because I like those ideas.
Yeah, she kind of hung up. Or actually, I think she was about to go, and I went ahead and hung up.
No.
But I did like that idea. Mm-hmm. I need to call that lady back, that same lady, and ask her about erectile dysfunction. Let's see. Ah, my call will be put on hold. That doesn't make any sense.
Weird.
Why?
Okay, I have a new number if you want it.
Oh, yay, you're back. You're back and you're black.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
No, she muted because she had to type, probably. Isn't that right, Samantha?
No, I got hung up on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to hang up on you and Brad, but...
But you did.
Yeah. But you called back. I don't want it to get too confusing, you know? Like, too many people and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brad, I guess you can call back if you want. It's an open door policy now.
Okay, who wants to do this one?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Because I have an idea. My throat is still messed up.
This is one free question.
Make it good. Make it count. Ask a weird, vague question after the first free one. Like, will I ever be caught doing those things to the horses? You know, something fucked up. Okay. Be vague about it.
Okay, I don't think they're answering. Okay, there's another one I've got.
Captain Obvious. I'll just let it keep ringing. I mean, I don't care. They're psychic. They probably know the phone's ringing even if they turn the ringer off.
That's pretty funny. This one just says free reading.
Oh.
It says, will not ask what you called for, will tell you.
Whoa. Oh my god. This can be freaky. What if they tell us?
It's not gonna be.
They're like, Tombstone, you have trouble with your penis. That's why you're calling. They won't even answer.
What the hell?
They're busy.
It's 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
Hi, unfortunately I'm not in at the time to take your call. Please leave me a detailed message, and I'd be happy to return your phone call back as soon as possible. Thank you.
No, I'm not going to leave a message, because I was going to leave a message and say, well, if you were psychic, you would know I was calling and you would answer.
she sounds like an escort,
you know?
She sounds like an escort.
Probably.
Yeah. Double duty.
Yeah. She does cock readings, if you know what I mean.
How many psychics? That's a good one.
Yeah, ask if she does cock readings. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Why would the phone answer if nobody's there?
She's a psychic. She's talking to you through mental waves.
Fucking douchebag.
Wait, open your chakras.
Chakras.
Open them.
Gunner says, how many psychics does it take to figure out? Hello, are you psychic?
Yes. We're closed tonight.
You're closed? What does that mean? What does she mean she's closed? She's a person.
It means she's like at her friend's house. Man, these are really like shitty psychics.
Yeah, good job, Samantha.
I'm sorry. But who would actually take an ad out in the paper if you weren't going to be doing work? I like how a lot of these say payment after results. You can just hang up.
Yeah, I think that probably the thing about that is they want to work, but not like 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight. That would be...
This yes, is just when our energy is channeling the best, so...
I am definitely reusing phone show bits all the time. Definitely. I'm going to congratulate this guy on his new phone.
Okay. Wait, I want to do it.
Hello?
Hi!
Hey, this is
This is Christine. I just wanted to congratulate you on getting a new phone, finally.
Hey, Christine, how are you?
That old phone of yours is a real piece of shit, eh?
Hey, what?
Your old phone. It was a real piece of shit.
Hey.
Good job on finally getting a new one.
Yeah, Christina, who?
Tompkinson.
Who?
Tompkinson. So what you doing right now?
Have we ever met?
Will I have a minute?
Have I ever met you personally?
Are you still in your mom's basement?
Alright, I guess I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
He never really got upset. He was like, I'm going to talk to you later.
I'm going to make a call. Hold on a second. This is Ikeson. I don't know what the hell. I don't know who. This has become a social hour.
Well, you can try the psychics. I left you three more. If not, who cares?
Okay. Well, this person's not answering their phone.
Hey, Tombstone, why is your thing say so happy?
Gunner, oh my god, Gunner.
Gunner's in the house.
It's fun, it's a show, it's also a show. It's Gunner,
exactly.
And it's Gunner, and it's also Gunner.
Yeah. Sing the part about the Canadians.
I just wanted to say that I'm on RBCP's side on this one. How could you hang up on him?
I hung up on Samantha, too.
No, but OMG, Brad gave you the opportunity, and you go slap him in the face like this.
Actually, no. Brad hung up on himself.
Yes.
Because he said he was going to hang up before she could hang up on him.
Yeah,
he's not listening right now because he's not laughing.
No, guys, listen. I was saying I feel like hanging up on everyone. I didn't say I was going to. And then Brad was like, oh, well, I'll do it first. And so then I was like, well, I may as well hang up on Samantha, too. I got to be fair. You can't show preferential treatment to two of your children, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I'm just messing with you. You care too much.
You're right. I do. That's.
Do you think Brad's listening right now, or do you think he's not listening just to spite you?
Oh, he's listening. He's ready for the kill switch.
He's not listening, but he's pretending like he's listening. Because
call me one of these new phones. I'll hassle them.
Okay, you can do one gun. Oh, do you want to call a psychic or a new phone?
I don't care. Either one.
Samantha, it's called psychic, and ask psychic when numbers. Will you get a new phone.
Which one is this, a psychic?
Yes.
Yeah, but a lot of them, for some reason, aren't servicing us at this ungodly hour.
It's like 1 a.m. there, dude.
So? It's not like you have to get up for work in the morning.
They should know we're calling.
Brad's not listening. Hello? Ma'am? Hello? I was calling to talk to the psychic.
You don't know what time is it?
I've got sort of a... I can't hear you. Can you speak up? Are you retarded? Like, seriously, speak into the phone.
I know what time it is. It's 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
What time is it?
Do I know? Well, you're a psychic. You tell me what time it is. I got an emergency over here, and I got a question for you. Don't get an attitude with me. I'm.
Okay. Here's a guy that just got his new phone. He says, "Hey everyone, text me. I got a new phone. I need your numbers."
I couldn't hear that guy, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him either.
He couldn't.
One thing I don't get.
You
if
guys
you're
sound
desperate
different
enough
to me.
Not to get a real career and you turn into a psychic, you should be able to work 24/7.
Yeah, I agree.
5 more minutes until I go to bed.
Like, psychics is just one step ahead.
Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? You got my number yet?
Who's this?
Yeah, I thought so. You fucking around with my girl? You fucking ass.
Don't be mean to him.
You've been fucking my girl or what?
No.
Joel. That was terrible.
We'll call him Black.
Alright, you talk to him.
Yeah, but like, phone sex operators is like one step lower than psychics. You should be able to work for fucking dirt.
Hey, why did you hang up? Hello, Joel? Yeah, you're totally fucking on me with me behind my boyfriend's back, and I told him, finally. Why are you hanging up?
Who is this?
Stacy.
Who?
Stacy, motherfucker.
Stacy.
Oh, God, honey, he's acting like he doesn't know.
Bro, she's got big tits, you know her. You think it's funny?
He's totally.
Is that how you roll in Las Vegas? Because out here in Illinois, we don't take that shit, bro.
Dude, he totally is taking advantage.
I don't know who you guys are, so stop calling me.
No, you fucking raped me, okay?
What? I don't even know who you are.
What?
Doing in Vegas, you know.
Of course you're going to say you don't know me, because you don't want to get in trouble with my boyfriend, honey. He did it. It was not me. It was all him. All him. His idea.
Excuse me, but I don't know you guys, so stop calling my phone or there will be a police.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'll call the police.
Bro, I'm not a betting man, but I know you're from Vegas. I'm going to bet, you know, there's some shit about to go down. Put my money on that.
I don't even know who you guys are, so leave me the fuck alone.
You're just saying that. Don't believe him, honey.
Whatever.
Like, I don't know how you roll out there.
Safety, so.
Of course you don't know me. You didn't even ask my name.
Look, you can't just go around, you know, hide your kids, hide your wife, raping everybody. You know, shit's about to come back.
Shit's gonna get real.
Like I said, I don't know you guys.
Of course you don't know me. You didn't ask me my name.
Alright, we'll see when the police get a hold of you guys.
Okay.
Hey, I'll suck your cock. If you let
me. Dude, you're gay.
I know, but I'll suck your cock if you let me.
No.
You can say no if you want.
Free rim jobs.
Yeah, she's a rim job girl. Preferably, we'd like if you wipe your ass. But, you know, she's willing
not
to do
really
both.
Not really necessary.
Okay, I don't know who you guys are, so...
Free rim jobs.
We don't even know who you are.
Because assholes like you come into our store, buy new phones, you buy the shitty plans and shit. You know, we give you a call back. We don't get paid enough here.
Yeah.
Tell them to raise our salary here at the store.
Right, listen and come talk to our faces.
I'll make it up to you. I'll give you one free psychic question right now. My name is Emperor Tombstone. I can talk to spirits beyond the grave. Ask me your question.
He's wondering why his dick is hard right now.
Well, that is because of devil.
Tombstone is way funnier than I ever thought he was. I'm really impressed.
Well, guys.
No offense or anything.
That was fun.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
Because it was a fun show.
And if you want to know what's After the Tone, find out at afterthetone.org. And for penises, vaginas, karaoke, and political ramblings, go to fordlive.com. FordLive.com, AfterTheTone.org, FordLive.com, Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Okay, too much spam. Thanks, Tombstone.
5 minutes.
AfterTheTone.org, Facebook.com/AfterTheS.
Okay. Akison. Akison, whatever your name is.
Hey.
Hey, you've been trying to call me. Your shit never works.
No, I'm not calling you. Adrian is.
Oh. Okay.
No, and for some reason you keep on calling me and not him.
Well, okay, bye. Jeez.
That was pretty rude.
That was terrible. Let me... dang it, it put the call on hold.
Hello.
dang it. Well, what are you guys doing?
I'm actually going to bed.
We're chilling and maxing and relaxing and doing like large bumps of hardcore drugs off of each other's more sensitive areas.
Oh, okay. Is that why you were calling me?
Yeah, we've been a little bit foggy at times, but right now we're on a nice plateau and we're here.
Well, it seems like every single time I tried to click over, it would... Well, I tried to add you guys to the conference, but I did not have that option. The only option I had was to answer it and put you on hold. So, I just want to apologize. And, I love you guys.
Yeah, we had tons of technical difficulties on our side as well, because we're trying to perfect the setup for the Craigslist show as well. So.
Oh, more promotion.
Yeah!
This whole
Craigslist.NickBrianWalters, or no, wait, what is it? No, radio.NickBrianWalters.com. After the tone.org. MySpace.com/RappyMcRapperson or something.
You know what? We should call Rappy.
Yes, call Rappy. Actually, you know, he didn't call Rappy tonight. You really should call Mr. and Mrs. Snowplow.
Oh, this guy is calling back. You want to talk to him, Nick Walters? My call on hold. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Huh?
Akison, you answer it.
Okay.
I transferred it to you.
Oi.
Ah, he put me on hold. Okay. Alright. I've had enough of that. Skype is just being really kind of ridiculous. I have an apology to make. Now, he's not answering. Oh, well. Hello?
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Man, don't play dumb. Y'all just called me trying to prank call, but y'all forgot to block your number.
I didn't forget to block my number. I'm just not scared.
Yeah, and I'm the smart one that calls back to find out who it is. Man, don't play dumb. Y'all just called me trying to prank call, but y'all forgot to block your number.
Oh, crap. I told you. *67
Oh, no. But I'm just not
scared.
Damn,
doesn't that suck?
I'm not
scared.
We're so fucked. I'm not scared of him.
I'm afraid of him.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to publicly apologize to you for creating the misconception that I was going to hang up on you.
Oh, you were really going to hang up on me. You're just trying to backtrack now.
Yeah.
You're backpedaling.
So let's talk to this loser. So what were you saying about us forgetting *67? Joel?
And what were you saying about that time you raped a girl? Uh-oh, was that a trace tone? I think we're getting back traced, Roxy.
Oh, no! Oh, shit. Oh, no!
Oh, crap.
That
oh, crap.
Hurts my ear.
I'm having problems here on Plants vs. Zombies.
Please, sir, don't do that anymore. It hurts my ear.
Bro, I don't know how you do things in Vegas, but out here in Illinois, it's not like that, bro. I'm just telling you. I'm just straight up, just trying to give you on the real, you know?
Damn, it sucks. You ain't even near where I live in Illinois, so.
Yeah, well.
Shit happens.
Yeah, man, I just don't know.
This is a cell phone number. We moved from Pennsylvania. Ooh, aren't you the retard now?
You coming down here? You're gonna come on down to Pennsylvania.
You're easily traced.
Trace it, dude. Backtrace it. You could triple front back, trace it front everything if you want to do. Put it in the microwave and toast it, shit. I don't care.
Hey, listen, next week, is it okay if we call you and laugh about how we never got in trouble and we never went to jail for this prank call? We're going to do that, okay?
Yep.
You have fun with that, all right?
Okay. We will. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and add you into my contacts right now. Nick Walters?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, what should I call this guy?
Is this the snowplow sex guy? That's what I
call him. Yeah, this is him. This is the rape snowplow sex guy.
The snowplow rapist. There you go. Perfect.
I guess we're doing an after show.
Can I join in?
Everybody just...
Oh, God, he's toning us.
You guys, zombies just ate my brains.
Tombstone.
Brain.
Tombstone.
He's trying to dial a number, but he didn't hang up.
here's the deal.
Plants versus zombies.
Wait.
Plot, you plant a sunflower. Then you do the pea shooters.
Oh, I know. I've beat this 100 times.
And maybe a couple...
We're totally being teal.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no!
And after that tone, I'm supposed to advertise after the tone of...
No. Any more promotions, and I hang up.
Oh, you're going to hang up on me? I'm going to hang up on you first.
No.
The Ford Show Online.
Oh, my God, no.
Facebook.com/thestandthat.com.
No.
I think he was mad, dude.
Dude, we should have been like, you mad, bro?
You mad, bro? You just look at where they're from, and then you'd be like, I don't know how you do that out there in Illinois, but...
Gunner, when you say bro, you sound like one of those fucking druggies and surfboard. Yeah. So, you know, hey, bro.
I'm trying to. He's calling us back, guys.
He's totally calling us back. He's going to tone us again.
Hey, bro. What's going on, bro?
Like, you sound like you whip your hair back and forth.
Yeah.
Are you mad, bro?
Are you mad, bro?
Why'd y'all hang up on you guys?
Hello, and thanks for calling the Graphic Music Services. We're all away from the desks right now.
Let's leave a message.
Feel free to leave a name, number, free time to reach you. That's going to be awesome. We're going to be getting back to you as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
That was a real message.
Hey, Rappy, it's OMG, and we're calling you. You did not report to the fun show tonight, and I am severely disappointed.
Hi, Rappy.
It's okay, Rappy. I'm Tombstone. I didn't tell her to call you, and I think you're a really nice person for calling the show a lot, but I can't believe you put up with this shit on this show. It's fucking terrible.
And he'll totally suck your dick.
Yeah, I'll suck your dick. Try to
get
on live.com or aftertone.org.
Rappy, it's Brad. You called me this morning, and you hung up on him.
No, I hung up on Tombstone.
Oh, okay, good.
Because he was promoting.
Hey, Rappy, you called me, and I didn't call you back, and I'm a huge jerk for that, and you should call me back, and hopefully I'll answer.
I think it's over.
And we'll have phone sex.
That's hot. Yeah, that was it. Well, I'm kind of tired, guys.
I am, too.
What should I do about that?
I'm going to sleep immediately.
Okay, good night. Good night. Go sleep on your Blue's Clues pillow.
Oh, no, I changed those. I've got Dora now.
She's so hot.
Dora the Explorer. She's hot.
Okay. Yeah, and you had nothing to do...
She just ignored that.
You had nothing to do with the JonBenet Ramsey thing. You just happen to like children's...
Yep.
Shows.
That's me.
Oh man, the rape guy is calling back.
Quit raping girls, man.
You mad, bro?
Hello? Is this the rapist?
Yeah,
You're calling from a different number.
I just want to say another great show under your belt. This was an excellent episode. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, this is somebody else.
Who's the 618 guy? I'm in the 618. Yo, yo.
I know who he is. Can I tell him who you are?
County kid?
Yeah.
It's county adult.
Yeah. That was my joke. I just want to say I was talking to Brad one day, and I said, is he still a kid? And Brad said, I think so. And I said, well, if he's not, he needs to change his name to county adult. Brad stole my joke. You stole my joke.
I'm sorry. I'm a horrible person.
Not Brad.
County kid, people are going to think you're trying to lure children with the whole county kid nick.
It'll be a really creepy handle when I'm like 40, but...
You need to change it to county adult. You need to go in the PLA forums right now.
I can change it on the forums for you.
I could change my own name today.
If you want to.
You just change, like, the display or whatever.
What'd you change it to? OMG?
Yeah. What's Lame. Your problem?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know who Roxy is. I just know who OMG is. But anyway, it's a great show. I'm just calling in to say hi to everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, County Kid.
Peace out. Hey, RBCP, what's up, man?
Oh, nothing. You know.
Is this, social hour?
Keep on keeping on.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right. It's a deal.
Say no to AIDS, like Rappy would say. Stay in school.
Need to drink some water, yeah.
You sound a lot like Legend. Nick Walters.
Do I? I suppose I sound a lot like a very sexy individual, so he must be very sexually.
Now you sound like Nick Walters.
Oh, well, okay. Back to
you. You ruined it, Nick. Thanks a lot.
Well, Gunner, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, 22 listeners that are listening right now.
How
Good
many?
Night.
22.
Oh, I have to ask you
something. AfterTheTone.org.
Good night, Nick Walters. Good night, Gunner. I have to ask RVCP something.
Wait, first I just need to say facebook.com/thesamantha.
Okay. So, how many people downloaded my... How many people have downloaded my shows?
I haven't looked in a while. If you want to hold on for... It'll be like a minute or two.
Yeah, I can wait. I'll just talk.
We're going to wait on the air?
Yeah, let's just wait on the air.
Okay, it's logging in right now.
Okay, all right. Look at RBCP all close to the camera. That's what County Kid has observed. What color are your eyes anyway?
I don't know. Bluish?
I don't
Greener?
Know. They look brown. But in some pictures, I thought they were like green or blue.
They're green or blue. They're definitely not brown.
Because I look at your Facebook pictures all the time. Every day when I wake up, I go through all your albums. And I'll just sit at my computer and just...
That's how you start your morning. You have coffee and you look at pictures.
I have tea. I have hot tea. I have hot tea and I look at your photos. And
popular pages. I hope this works.
I hope so, too.
My log software is pretty shitty. And it only shows, the top things, you know?
All right, we're going to check in with you every week and ask you how many people have downloaded the last fun show and the first fun show.
Okay. Here are statistics from February 1st to today.
Okay.
CactiRadio.com/fun show, your main page, which everyone should go to, CactiRadio.com/fun show. It has had 528 people go to it.
Disappointing.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Next. See, what would be the last show? Would it be the one that's February 7th?
No. The last one was the 16th.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to go down the list. February 7th show, 129 downloads.
Ooh.
The Captain Crunch show... episode 107 downloads. That's pretty low.
You know, the February 7th one was just a conference between me and Gunner.
Well, the rest of them are just going to get smaller because it's going from biggest.
So the conferences and the interviews are more popular than my actual show.
I think so. 216. Okay, 47 people have downloaded the 216 show.
Oh, okay, that's only been out for less than a week.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It'll get bigger.
I think that's what she said. I think
yeah.
I think County Kid is admitting that 412 of them were him.
Ah, I knew it.
Yeah.
County Kid, you need to work harder to make us feel better. Make us have like 1,000 downloads.
Yeah. Take more time to do that.
I think we should tell people to go to cactiradio.com/funshow, and they can go there to subscribe in iTunes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It is a podcast now.
Yeah. Oh, we should list you in iTunes also.
Yeah, you should. Can I make money?
I should.
Can I make money?
What's that?
Can I make money?
I doubt it.
Abby McRapperson makes like thousands upon thousands of dollars a day from iTunes. That's what he told me.
Well, yeah, because he's selling music. You wouldn't be selling podcasts. Nobody's going to pay for a podcast. Well, I mean, some people do, but I don't have faith in you. But
do you think Rappy was lying to me when he told me he makes thousands and thousands of dollars per day?
No, I believe him. His songs have been put on a lot of things.
Per day. He makes thousands every day.
Oh, per day, yeah, right.
You think he's, like, trying to get into my snatch?
Probably. I would say thousands per month, or if that. I mean,
he didn't actually say that. I'm just making shit up.
God, Ravi, quit lying.
No, it wasn't him. That's what I said. I just made that shit
What's
up.
What's that?
I just made that shit up.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
I bet he really does, though. He's always just, like, throwing money around like crazy. He just, like, gives me PayPal money because he thinks I'm nice and stuff.
Does he really?
No.
I thought you paid him.
I did.
This is an ongoing relationship between you and Rappy, and you're paying for it.
Yeah, we constantly just pay money back and forth to each other because we love each other so much.
Aw. He was telling me that when I'm rich, I should send him money, and when he's rich, he should send me money.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, wait, that was my idea, because I'm never rich. Yeah.
That's a good idea, then.
Well, I don't know what else to do. I don't have any more calls to make. It's been really fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired. I want to leave.
Okay. Well,
I think you should end your show ASAP.
I think it's over. I don't have any...
You need an outro song.
I don't have any outro music.
Here, I'll do this thing. 000.
000.
Wait, what are the notes? Is that too fast?
No, that's perfect. It's a more fun version of the lost music.
Yeah, it's the happy version.
You were supposed to debut that on the phone show.
I was going to, but Matt didn't come on last night, so we'll just have to do it next week.
Do you think Matt is dead?
No.
No.
Because, he came on in the after show last night.
Okay.
So he's alive.
As long as he came at least once. That's what she said.
Just keep talking.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the fun show tonight. Please listen next week, Wednesday, at 11 p.m. Central. And it is possible that there will not be a fun show next week. It just depends on how fast I can get moved into my new apartment.
I'll take over for you. I'll do the fun show.
Oh, okay. Okay. RBCP will do it. RBCP will make it into a social hour and totally butcher my fun show.
I'm getting sick of playing this. Can we end?
Bye, guys.
Is it over?
Keep going. Go for about 2 more minutes.
No.